You are listening to the audio production of Christ-Centered Dating, Pursuing a Relationship That Glorifies God by Mark Ballinger, published by David C. Cook. This book is read by the author. To everyone who has interacted with my online content at applygodsword.com, serving you has been one of the greatest blessings in my life. Thank you for the abundance of encouragement and support you have shown me over the years. Applying God's Word with you, Mark. Introduction: Uniting Desires. You probably started listening to this audiobook because it is about dating. My hope, though, is that it is first about how to glorify God. In these pages, my goal has been to marry the two topics, how to date and how to glorify God. You can think of it as a book about how to glorify God through your pursuit of marriage. God's glory must be at the center of all that we do, including relationships. A few years ago, I started sharing online some of my ideas about how to apply the Word of God to the pursuit of marriage. I thought my videos might help a few dozen people who happened to stumble upon them. I had no idea this content would resonate with so many people. At the time of my recording this audiobook, the videos I've posted online have received over 80 million views. It appears some people enjoy my teaching style and how I help them apply the Word of God to relationships. But I believe a big part of the reason for my videos' popularity is a deep thirst among Christian singles for a biblical perspective on the pursuit of marriage. Christian content for singles who desire marriage has too often created a divide between the desire to glorify God and the desire to date. The primary message has been, just focus on God. Be content. God will give you your spouse when it's time. That may not be bad advice, but it is woefully incomplete. When a single person longs both to please God and to be married one day, such guidance can feel like a slap in the face. The unfortunate response is often, forgive me, God, for not being content. I'm sorry for wanting to be married. I just can't help it. Many people have told me how grateful they were that I showed them through Scripture that the choice between pursuing God and pursuing marriage is not either or. You don't need to stuff down your desire for a godly spouse to avoid offending God's sensitivity about your desires for Him. God is secure. He knows His place in your life. Remember, God is the one who made marriage and gives the desire for marriage. Singles don't need to pick God over a relationship, but put God first in a relationship. One of the key perspectives of this audiobook is that you don't need to make a choice between glorifying God and pursuing a relationship. Putting God before your desire for marriage pits God and marriage against each other, which is not what God wants. It is much better to intentionally marry the two goals together. Rather than putting God before your desire for a relationship, God wants you to put Him first in your desire for a relationship. Everything we do as Christians must be for the glory of God, and this truth must also be applied to our desire and pursuit of marriage. If we truly believe what the Bible says about the glory of God, that everything should be done to bring Christ maximum honor, then the lack of Christian content on reflecting God's glory in dating is a major oversight. One objection I often receive is, why do you talk about relationships so much? You should talk about more important things like the gospel, sin, and how to obey God. My initial answer to this complaint is that the internet is a big place. I don't feel pressured to talk about every important topic because God has blessed many other people with the gift of teaching too. If you need help learning about the gospel and other core biblical truths, there are plenty of ministries available to you. There are fewer people, however, talking about the topics I discuss. So, consider mine a ministry that comes alongside churches that can't always get into the weeds with Christian singles seeking marriage. On a deeper level, however, I think this complaint
Sample complete. Ready to continue?